favorites, and that's always risky, okay? A lot of big favorites, but in I think what's a game of the week, Seahawks-Patriots, the line is Seattle by 4. My guess is we see that come down a little. You know, people are going to want to bet on Belichick. And Seattle has a big home field advantage, but there's no 12th man. So let's bring in Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. You know him well. He covers the hell out of the Patriots, all things Boston. Greg, how are you, man?
Good. What's up, J-Mac?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Thanks. I'm just really torn on Seattle and New England. Riddle me this, Greg. Okay, how sustainable is Cam Newton getting 15 carries a week in the NFL at the age of 31 after having shoulder surgery two of the last three off seasons? He's coming off the foot injury. I mean, really, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, it's not. It's not sustainable at all. And so, you know, one of the things I'll be looking for this week, and one of the things I wrote about was one of the more interesting things out of week one was that I rarely saw Cam Newton change many of the plays at the line. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the tenets of the Patriots offense is they don't run bad plays, which in the past was, you know, you stack the box, Brady audibles, checks, whatever.
Right.
Right now with Cam Newton in this offense, he doesn't have that ability, or at least he didn't in week one. And Miami was able to exploit that at times. They ran some plays that had no chance of being successful. And that's something that I worry about this week, and including, you know, Cam would have to keep it and run the read option and things like that. So I think that's a big key, is how quickly can they get to audibles and checks for Cam in this offense? Is it going to take, will they do some this week? Will it take till week 12? If not, teams are going to come after them and force the Patriots into some bad plays.
Yeah, that's an interesting. See, this is why you're so good. Like, breaking down something like that is really impressive. And it makes me wonder, like, it's one thing when Cam gets to the line and is looking at a Miami defense that's largely rebuilt.
Yep.
Now you're looking at Jamal Adams, who is, we know, one of the top safeties in the league. He can be a game changer. I would assume the Patriots are going to come to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be in the box more than 50% of the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if I'm Pete Carroll, if I'm watching the film from week one in the Patriots, I'm like, well, we're putting 6, 7, 8 in the box all the time, and that includes Jamal Adams. And Jamal, you can do whatever you want, because he was just – I've never seen in this Seattle scheme, and of course they've had some great safeties, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, I've never seen them do what they did with Jamal Adams in week one, which was blitz him a lot. Basically let him wreak havoc. And if the Patriots, and you know, I will say, I think the Patriots held a few things back from the Dolphins, and you know, I know they did some really good things on offense, but going from playing Jerome Baker and Alandon Roberts at linebacker to, you know, KJ Wright and Bobby Wagner is like, it's night and day.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be much tougher for the Patriots. And what I would expect, they will have a few plays that they have an alert to, where Cam can alert to a screen. And that's one of the big things. I think I didn't see them barely run any screens in week one. They usually do that. I think they held it out for this game. And the other thing is that they do against fast teams like Seattle. They normally run a lot of traps and whams in the running game, use that speed against them. So traps, whams, screens, that's something I think they're going to use, and I think they're going to have to, or else Cam can't do what he did in week one every week. He just can't.
All right, last Patriots question. Like, if the Patriots happen to fall down 14-0,
trouble.
I looked at the passing game. I mean, Greg, they had one reception over 20 yards by the tight end Ryan Izzo. I don't think right now they're built to come back, right?
No, I said this after watching them in camp. I said that they're the type of team that needs a lead. They need to be able to run, you know, through the running game, play good defense. If they get down two scores, they're toast. Not only did they only have one, you know, 20-plus play in the passing game. Well, first of all, they had 10 explosive plays in the game. 9 were of the rushing variety. And they only had 3 passes over 10 yards. And so that's just not sustainable. That's what I mean about I would expect Seattle to compress their defense and force the Patriots to beat them over the top, which they're not very comfortable doing right now.
Yeah, now, Greg, this leads to an interesting, like, league-wide question about, hey, we're in a passing league. It's a passing league, and everybody's identity should be tempo, pace, and pass. And meanwhile, the Baltimore Ravens had one of the most historic ground games ever last year, won 14 games. Derrick Henry leads the Titans with the ground game to the AFC title game. And now here's Bill Belichick kind of bucking the trend of passing, and we're just going to go ground and pound everybody.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, some of the teams have either, you know, stocked up on weapons or they build through their offensive line. And that's certainly what the Patriots have done. I mean, coming into the season, you looked at them offensively, and I, and McDaniels pretty much went with this approach, which is he looked at his team. He's like, all right, well, what do we do well? What are we good at? They have a really good offensive line. They have a really good fullback. They're going to play bully ball. That's sort of what they're going to be, and they're going to have to be for a while until Cam comes along a little bit in the passing game. But with anything, you need to have balance.
Yeah.
And if you can't do both and you can't make big plays throwing the ball from the pocket on third down or in the clutch, you're going to have a tough time winning many really big games.
All right, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal. A final question. I got to ask you, did you get to watch Tom Brady's performance?
I did.
Okay. And I guess, B, everybody's killing him. Oh, he looked washed, two picks. Like, I personally did not think he looked terrible when you consider Saints are a top 10 defense last year in the league, and this is game one. I feel like the Buccaneers are one of my favorite picks this weekend going against a really beat-up Carolina team that's young.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Patriots and the Bucs are almost – they're going opposites the first 2 weeks. I mean, the Buccaneers played a New Orleans Saints defense, you know, a New Orleans team that's, you know, basically a Super Bowl favorite, and then they have a rebuilding team this week from the division in Carolina. The Patriots had the rebuilding team in their division, the Dolphins, and now they go play a Super Bowl-type team in Seattle on the road. And so we'll see after this week where they are, but I can tell you from watching Tom over the years, the arm looks fine. He continues to react a little bit too much to pressure in the pocket as he ages. That's something that has stood out. But I thought he played fine, and I thought most of it, the thing that I took away most is you could tell that there's sort of it's not a battle, but they're trying to be everything to everybody. They're trying to incorporate Tom in the Arians offense, and right now everyone's playing slow and they look confused. And so they're either going to have to get better at that real quick, or I could see Arian saying, you know what, Tom, we're not doing your stuff. We've scored plenty of points around here without you. We're running my offense.
Really?
And then, I don't know, that could be an issue.
So did you think it was a 50-50 Tom Arians, like, play call or play offense in week one, or did it skew more toward Brady?
It was Arians' offense. They did run some staple Patriots plays. Some with their own twists on them, including the first ball to Godwin was straight out of the Patriots playbook with a twist. But I think they incorporated some of the things Tom likes to do in terms of changing plays at the line of scrimmage and also sight adjustments, route adjustments by the receivers. And I don't think the Bucs are used to that. And you could tell they're thinking through plays instead of just playing, and right now those things are fighting each other, and their season could depend on how long that lasts.
See, now, Greg, based on what you just said about Belichick, what do we do well? Let's play to our strengths.
Yep.
And now with the Bucs, it's almost like a tug of war. Well, I want to do this, and Arians is saying, well, no, this is what we do well. There's some potential for the wheels to come off here, I guess. Now, the schedule
was
easy.
My big reaction to watching that game was, and especially Arians' reaction after the game where, you know, he put those two picks on Tom, and I'm an idiot when it comes to football compared to him, but I could tell you that the first interception was not on Brady. It was on Evans.
Yeah.
And for him to call out Brady on that, I thought was ridiculous. And I think if this doesn't get better very quickly, there's going to be a battle internally between their offense. And I think Brady and Arians could really – this could really turn into some sort of fight.
Ooh, I like that. I don't like it, but that's a good storyline for everybody in the media. Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal. Check out his stuff at Greg A. Bedard. All right, Greg, enjoy the game this weekend, man.
Sounds good. Thanks, bud.
All right, great stuff. Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal. Hey, I hope you guys listen closely to that. There were some real pearls of wisdom in there. Did you hear this, Gavin? I listen, Bedard is one of the best in the business, and I'm going to be – now I'm definitely going to watch Bucs Carolina a little closer than I had thought I would, because if Arians and Brady are having a tug of war over what they should run, like, you know, Tom Brady's like, bro, I'm 43. I've won 6 Super Bowl rings. I think we're going to do a little bit more of that next. And by the way, I see your tweets, guys, about LeBron versus Giannis. Just stop. You know, you're not right. All right, coming up next year on Fox Sports Radio, we'll do a little more on the NFL and some NBA next hour. But first, here's a word from Farmers.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app and that